Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
95.7 The Game. Live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Yes, indeed. You heard the man, Zachariah and the Guru, here on 95.7 The Game. We call this halftime, Guru. Two in the books, two to go.
And we're young, so Neither of us are young,
but I'm younger than you.
What does that mean? I still hoop.
You're old.
If you're still hooping, you're not old.
You're old as dirt.
Anyway, can we talk about the bar ride?
You are more than halfway through your life. Fact.
God.
So am I, probably.
Wish I had a cigar when you put it there.
I'm in 32. If I make
no,
it to 64,
your 32 is like 51.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
you got a lot of thread on that.
If I make it to 64, I'll be thrilled. But you're 45. If you're not making it to 90.
My grandmother, Inez Johnson, lived to 100 years old. So I maybe have some of that in.
I doubt it. Welcome
Watch
back.
Watch me die tomorrow.
We talked about it on air. He said his grandma, and I told him I doubt it.
Nah, I would take like a month off if you died tomorrow.
What about the Bart ride tomorrow, no pants?
I'm going to talk about it in a minute. We got to do like some things.
Work.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, John Dickinson.
Boots on the ground.
No, super reporter.
And when he has that game, Mike, I feel like I'm there. Like, it's my mic. They know him, too. The players know him.
Anyways, he's up in Sacramento for the Kings Warriors game. So we'll talk to him at 6:30. That leaves about a 30-minute window for you to jump in.
Jambalaya.
888-957-9. No, that's it. And it's 7 o'clock.
What
am I going to do with you? 888-957-9570.
He's being real.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. On Twitter, he's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. We got to talk about this Warriors ball club. And
you're going
to
be
Draymond
shocked.
Green, who seems to be addicted to triple doubles. The story about Klay Thompson's shoes almost being thrown.
What was that?
In the trash can. We'll get to all of that, but real quickly, let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Oakland, he wants to talk about the Niners. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah, so you know what, as a Raider fan, look, their problem is not the players. Their problem is leadership. So, let's say Hugh Jackson comes to San Francisco and he turns that team around, and now he's passing up the Raiders. And the Raiders keep having moral victory after moral victory, losing games in the fourth quarter with three timeouts left and getting swept by Kansas City. Even if they go 8-8 and they miss the playoffs, then you got to look at McKenzie because he is responsible for the leadership that he's assembled. These guys cannot get their players in position to yield positive results. They have shown it over and over and over again, period.
Meaning who?
I'm talking about the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator.
Well, they're all gone. They're going to be all gone when the new coach comes in.
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the Raiders.
Oh, you don't believe in the coaching staff of the Raiders?
That's what I'm saying. The leadership of the Raiders have not shown that they can put their players in position to get positive results. And McKenzie is at the forefront of that. So if Jackson comes to San Francisco and he starts turning that team around.
Are you a Hugh guy, Mike?
No,
you a Hugh Jackson
guy?
He's
got a point, Zach.
I'm a Hugh guy.
He has a point?
He was right about Carson Palmer. He got the most out of McFarland.
Palmer was terrible for the Raiders.
They were 8-4 two times and then
fell
off.
Not with Palmer.
Zach, yes, with Palmer.
No, they traded for him when they were 8-4.
Yeah.
That's when Jason Campbell went down. They didn't go 8-4 with Carson Palmer. They went 1-6.
Mike, will you tell them?
Look, Just imagine if Carr was sitting on the bench watching Palmer today. When's the last time that happened? Aaron Rodgers? Come on.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike.
You got to give Carr some credit because you dubbed him pick six Carson.
I'm waiting for that.
But he's not in your Super Bowl prediction.
Everything around him is perfect now. Everything around him is perfect. It was the opposite in Oakland.
And can I just paraphrase what I believe the caller was trying to say? Is if Hugh comes in to San Francisco and gets him back up and running, and the Raiders somehow, just what we discussed, go 8-8 or 7-9, Zach, with talent that we both have acknowledged, who do you look at? And maybe instead of firing the coordinators, he's saying the breakdown is McKenzie, but I've never known a general manager's duties to be something on the field in regard to getting the victories. He's supposed to give you the groceries and let the chef, who is Del Rio,
make
cook
the meal.
So you can't blame McKenzie if you're scratching your head if the Raiders are 7-9 or 8-8 next year, right?
Because
you're saying, if real quick, you got to look at the coordinators, and I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because it ain't Del Rio yet.
If they don't make the playoffs next year, well,
that would be awful, Zach. Everybody's already saying it.
I mean, that's crazy to have the... I mean, it's not crazy, but it's relatively crazy. But whatever. If they don't make the playoffs next year, if they're 9-7 or 10-6, I have less of this view. If they're 8-8 or 7-9 again, then yeah, I'm looking more towards Musgrave than I am at the head coach or the GM. Because everything else seems to be falling in place. And don't
Except
talk to me about the quarterback.
W's in close games.
And the secondary needs to be revamped.
You're right. 63.9.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 the game. Let's transition into some Dubs talk, shall we? Warriors fans listening out there, what do you make of Draymond Green? Is he a top 5, top 10 MVP candidate for you? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. On Twitter, he's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURUI. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Before I get into Draymond Green, Guru, did you hear this story about Klay Thompson in his shoes?
No, I didn't.
So Klay Thompson, he scored a team-high 36 points.
Just balling.
Kind of back home in the Pacific Northwest. Remember,
LA
he
too.
Went to...
UW.
No, he went to Washington State.
UW State.
There you go. He was a Cougar. He was a Cougar. He scored 36 points last night. And
best jumper in the game.
Director of Team Services, do you know his name? Eric Howson.
Nope.
Rescued Thompson's shoes from going into the garbage before the game.
Okay.
Quote from Klay Thompson. Give him a lot of credit. I wanted to throw away those shoes, but he made a great point that I'm playing great in them, and until I have a bad shooting night, I'm not going to throw those shoes away.
I'm with them.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't throw them away either.
He said, they've been good to me. Very, very good to me.
And real quick,
what?
Can we just form-wise,
what?
Back to what I said a couple weeks ago,
okay.
Klay has the purest, best, actual jump off the ground jumper
better jump
in basketball.
Than anybody.
Okay, that Curry's is more. Dude, isn't Klay is a baller? Remember you told his dad I was on the show with might have been Lincoln Kennedy, and you're like, why
no,
is he not?
You.
Yeah, well, why? What was your website?
That's free throw line.
Yeah, why is he not going to the rack?
Yeah,
and now there was a facet that I saw yesterday that Klay's working on. Trying to channel his inner Draymond Green, Zach. He was distributing the ball off of the dribble, and I'm like, if this dude gets that, the sky is the limit, man.
Still not.
Uh-oh.
In my opinion.
Uh-oh.
I mean, last night 4 free throw attempts. How can you have a jump shot?
But you have 36. The jumper's falling.
How can your jump shot be that wet? And you don't get to the line ever. He relies on it too much.
Oh, okay. But 36?
Guru, when your jump shot is that good, people will try to defend it. You know what you do? You pump fake. The guy jumps because he respects the jumper.
Okay.
Then you go to
all
the
right.
lane and
I
you get fouled.
Real
4
quick.
Free throw attempts?
But 36 points. What? Would you rather a guy 13 free throw attempts in 20 points? No.
No.
And if you went to a club, you were nice with the ladies back in your day. If you went to a club and every time you went to
back
the club,
the
you were getting, you were getting the most prettiest girl's number, you would keep going to that club. you wouldn't change anything. So why would Klay change your nitpicking if a guy scores 36 in an NBA game and you're mad that he only went to the
free? Should have had 42.
Oh, Zach.
Should have had six more.
So you're,
six
the,
more
you're
points
the parent
the
that you accuse me of being with my kids. Oh, you brought an A-minus home. Why wasn't it an A-plus?
It's different. It's different.
Tell us why.
Because
I'm listening.
The result would be better if he got to the line more. And he can get to the line. There's no excuse for not getting to the line other than you're just more comfortable with the jump shot. He just likes the jump shot
and
more.
And last night it was falling.
A bad jumper is way worse than two free throws.
But
and he can get two free throws oftentimes when he takes a bad jumper.
You know what, Zach, and I love you to death. I feel like if he was 4 for 15 from the field, then you bring this up with the four free throws, it's more validity to it than a
you're
night
saying
where
if
he
shooting
hit 36.
Good, it doesn't matter?
Yeah, what's the old adage?
I'm still saying a bad jump shot is worse than two free throws. And he can get that at will. You realize that these defenders are swarming to him, right? I know, you're right. 36 points, great night last night. I'm not picking nits here. I'm just saying he should be getting to the line way more. Way more.
I'm with you, but I mean, my goodness.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Steph Curry channeling, as he said, quote, his inner Lionel Messi.
Because I want to say
something
about
that. With the shin guards. He scored 26.
Okay.
8 of 18 from the floor.
Do you think the fact that the Spurs are, quote, unquote, not to go?
I was going to break, but go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I am so upset that Curry is even out there playing. Why are you risking this guy?
I'll tell you why. Okay. You're really.
No, I'm right, irritated.
I'll tell you. We're supposed to get into Draymond Green. We will we'll get into the Steph stuff. It's fine. And we want to hear from you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Am I being too hard on Klay Thompson? Draymond Green, the triple-double machine. He leads the NBA over point guards, over everybody. He got his eighth triple-double last night.
Could the Warriors have three All-Stars?
Oh, no doubt.
Starting?
I don't think Klay's.
I know, but how close is Klay?
That's. Hey, we'll get into that, too. All that good stuff. 888-957-9570. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
One of the best quotes ever coming back for the break. Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. From the Pimp? What, surprise Texan fans?
Four interceptions.
Welcome back. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Coming up at 6:30, our boots on the ground, J.D. John Dickinson live from Sacramento. He'll give us all the latest. Who's in? Who's out? And what to expect from this game, because Jason Jones said on a scale of 1 to 10, he would be a 5 on the shock level if the Kings beat the Warriors.
We are on this show.
Shouldn't it be higher than that?
No, I pointed out that when Big Cuz was at Oracle.
Who cares?
They had the lead when he went on.
And he got ejected, and then
they
lost by a ton.
Yeah, but had he been there.
They lost every game by a ton. They were leading every game by however many.
And Portland looks awful.
Right, so we'll talk to JD at 6:30. That leaves this window open for you. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Guru, which would you like to start with? Draymond Green or Steph Curry?
Let's save the best for last. Let's go Draymond.
All right. Draymond Green. What he's doing out there.
Remember I called him, it's not a junkyard dog. They need one.
Yeah. Why do you keep bringing up your errors?
Because I keep it real.
I'm sweeping it under the rug.
Yeah, no, it's
not. I'm helping you out.
I want a banner. Let's fly a banner over his house.
No.
I'm that guy, Draymond.
No, forget
it. I'm blown away.
No, you love him now. Let's just focus on that. Gives our show more credibility. His NBA best eighth triple-double last night. 11 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Now, a couple of those triple-doubles, they've left Draymond in to get that 10th assist.
Hey.
Luke Walton kind of admitted to it. But when you look at what he's doing, I think he is the hardest player to quantify value-wise in the NBA. Now, I know for a fact he's top 15. I think he's top 10. I'm very iffy on top 5. Like, I wouldn't do top 5 for him, but I've heard whispers about him being in the candidacy for most valuable player of the year.
And when you say, oh, he's not in my top 5, damn it, if you got to think about it or ponder for 1 second, my point is you have a damn good ball player. And what I'm watching with my two eyes and how the Warriors run, he is the alternator to the engine. And I'm changing my thought process every day about if they didn't have him, what happens? That's what's so beautiful about this whole thing.
Is Draymond Green a top 5/MVP candidate, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Guru, are you saying that he would also be that on the Pelicans?
Oh, no, not at all.
On the Blazers?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, so when you're talking about most valuable, you can't just...
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Kobe in his heyday or Jordan anywhere, they're going to ball out.
Of course. Of course.
Allen Iverson anywhere.
And I'm talking about even currently, if you were starting a team, would you take Draymond over Damian Lillard?
Or Durant or Westbrook? No.
Anthony Davis?
Davis is stock.
Kawhi Leonard?
No. You're naming them all. Kawhi? Anybody?
Paul George?
No.
I'm struggling here.
James Harden? No.
No.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. When you look at it from... So where are we, top 10? What was that, 6, 7?
What did I say? I'm sure that he's top 15. I think that he's top 10, and I don't think that he's top 5. I'd take Durant. I'd take LeBron. I would take Steph. I would take Westbrook. I would take... Harden, I would take Davis.
Okay. I got something to ask you.
I mean, Damian Lillard or Draymond Green, you have to pick between the two to start a team tomorrow. Who do you pick?
Oh, gosh, thank God this is not real. I'm going
to... I mean, Damian Lillard's
a baller, man.
You take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you ask me with the Warriors, it's Draymond Green. And then real quick.
Paul George? I mean, he's great. He couldn't be more perfect for the Warriors.
Okay.
But is he perfect for any team?
Okay, on top of that, we saw the Warriors lose without Steph. Then we saw them lose without Klay.
Yep.
If you had your brothers, which one would you not want to face? Which one would you not want out of the game? Draymond? Because now I'm starting to believe the way the Warriors play, they're not the Warriors
without
Green.
If I have my brothers, guys that I would... least want out is Klay, Dre. I mean, Steph, Dre, and then Klay. Right?
It's getting mighty because Klay and Dre, after that one game that was awful, they got it together the next. You're right. I can't say anybody above Curry. So I'd go Steph, Dre, and Klay. I wonder if Clay's listening to this show on an airplane.
He's not.
Would he personally be upset that we said that?
Not a chance.
Or do you think, because it's a big three now.
He wouldn't care.
It's a big three on the Warriors.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. The other part of this, Guru, is Barnes coming back. He played 23 minutes last night, I believe, 2 of 10 from the floor, 7 points, but he hasn't been starting, and he seems to be back in the flow. Brandon Rush is. He played 30 minutes.
Wow.
He had 20 points.
Wow.
And the question is, you remember the whole Iguodala starting over Barnes and how bad that went in the last year of Mark Jackson's coaching career.
I do.
For the Dubs, and Barnes was terrible off the bench because people say that mentally he needs to start, but the Warriors seem to be rolling with Barnes coming off the bench, and at what point would you make that change?
If Bogut did, well, we'll have JD on here shortly, but if Bogut could do it for the betterment of the club and not complain, Barnes would look like a villain
and
if
he did it.
But listen, are you not seeing...
He did it 2 years ago.
Well, he's coming back, so maybe they're saving him from himself. He's coming back from... You know what I mean? Maybe they don't want him 38 minutes a game right now.
Talking about Barnes?
Yeah.
The ankle?
Yeah.
Yeah. The high ankle sprain?
Yeah, he was out a while.
Yeah. So, wait, what are you saying? I mean, what does that have to do with Brandon Rush?
I don't know. I don't think it's the issue yet. I believe if Barnes went to to the head coach and like, I'm ready, I think Rush goes back to comes out of the lineup immediately. Do you remember when you can lock Brandon Rush in the gym all night? And if you checked on him 24 hours later, he'd probably tell you he made 6 points. I mean, he was that awful. He couldn't make a bucket, Zach. He is back. He is back.
Doing a lot better, certainly.
You know, I wonder if he's in a good, just like, what's the young point guard? Just making everything.
Livingston?
No, the other guy that wasn't even on the team 2 years ago.
Clark?
Yeah, he looks like he's bona fide now. It's just, I think the Warriors are so good right now, the system is, that everybody's prospering.
34-2.
Ooh.
Kings, 15-21.
And still, this may be a first-round playoff matchup. Kings are a half game out of the A spot.
No, they're in.
They're in today?
They're in right now. Yeah.
Who do you got?
What do you mean?
Kings, Warriors, first round.
Warriors in four.
But wouldn't that be awesome if Zach could get back to the Chris Webber days and it'd be a real rivalry?
The Lakers
with
are
Steph
the dad.
Against,
the Warriors are the son.
Is it Steph? I mean, what's his brother's name?
No idea.
Steph Curry's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Is it what's
Seth?
His, Seth. I had a friend named Steph from Richmond. A shout out to Steph. Yeah. S-T-R-E.
Steph
Wilson.
Steph Thrope.
He was a hard dude. Anyway, I played football with never had that.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah.
That would be awesome for, Zach.
Yeah.
I want it to
LA
happen.
LA is the daddy.
Nah, you're right. LA. Go ahead.
Well, the Warriors
you're
now
right.
with
LA
winning
is
it.
The daddy.
They're like the son.
But go ahead. Go ahead.
Sacramento's the stepson. The redheaded stepchild.
No, adopted.
That not a lot of people respect.
Adopted. Nothing wrong with that.
Coming up next, John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game's very own super reporter. He will join us live. Is this one of the, this is the last Warriors game at Arco Arena?
We'd have to get our crack staff on
No, it's
that.
A fact.
Jack?
Yeah.
We used to say Jack. You stop?
He's there. Because he's everywhere. So we'll talk to him about the game, who's in, who's out. Does he agree with our man that we interviewed earlier who said that it was a 5 out of 10 on the surprise scale? We'll find out next. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl DeGruber, Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Mac players, ballers, grinders. I'm the pimp of the year. Pull Drew down.
Drew down.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. Coming up at 6:45, more of your phone calls at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Also, you and I have to get into it. About Steph Curry, whether or not he should be playing. So we'll do that.
Ask JD?
At 6:45. Yeah, we'll start with that. JD John Dickinson, our very own super reporter, catch his work throughout the week as he joins pretty much every show. And then also on Saturday, 10 to noon, the NBA this week alongside Matt Steinmetz. You can follow him on Twitter at JD John Dickinson. He joins us now live from Arco Arena. JD, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Always good to be with you. Yeah, the J.D. Road Show is kicking off tonight in Sacramento. Also going to be on the road trip beginning next week when the Dubs go to Detroit and Cleveland and Chicago. So really, really pleased to be doing that. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And, I'll be checking in a lot here from the road throughout the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Yeah, that should be a very interesting road trip, JD. Let's start with this game. We were joined by Jason Jones, Kings NBA writer for the Sacramento Bee.
Yeah.
I asked him on a scale of 1 to 10 how shocked he would be if the Kings won this game, and he said a 5, which I was shocked by. I know, obviously, a California rivalry, sort of. They're like the, you know, I was joking with Guru over here. The Lakers are like the dad, and the Warriors are the son, and the Kings are kind of like the grandson. But, I mean, would you be only a 5 out of 10 shocked if the Kings were to pull this game out?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Matt Steinmetz and I were talking about that earlier today on the NBA This Week, and I actually said, you know, something similar. I would not be shocked, honestly, if Sacramento won the game. I'd be surprised. I mean, it's a game the Warriors should definitely win. But I think the one thing, you know, and it goes for all games, but I think this game in particular, you know, given the proximity, given the fact that the Sacramento's been down for a number of years, this really is kind of a game 7 of the finals type matchup for Sacramento and for their fans. And I know there's going to be a lot of Warriors fans, you know, in the building as well. It'll be a good mix. But this game means an awful lot, you know, to a Kings team that's trying to prove that they're worthy of being in the conversation for the 8th seed. They're sort of in it by default when you look at how bad, you know, the bottom of the Western Conference is. But they've also been a 500 team, in fairness, when DeMarcus Cousins has played, kind of an up-and-down, inconsistent team. They tend to play their best against better opponents on the road, believe it or not, which is kind of a strange thing. They've had some clunkers at home, losing to Philly, you know, losing to Portland in recent weeks, but also getting some road wins at Oklahoma City and Indiana and Toronto in the past few weeks. So I think if the Warriors are not, you know, buttoned up with their game, this could be a close one and one that they have to fight down the stretch in order to get.
JD, I was talking to Zachariah, and I said the Warriors as a team coming off of a title are at an area right now where only some clubs can dream of. And I don't want to jinx them, but I said the only thing right now that could stop this team to me is injury. And lo and behold, Steph has this shin or foot injury. And I've been watching the last few games, and they got 2 losses, and I know the Spurs are right there on them. Crazy to think with only 2 losses. But, JD, are you shocked like I am? And every time I watch Steph go to the cup or shoot a jumper, I'm looking to see if he's hurt. Why wouldn't they rest him a little bit? I mean, they got enough equity in regard to their record to rest him up. Do you think he's doing this on his own? Or what are your thoughts when you don't see him or the team sit him for a couple games?
Well, I think they did. If you go back a couple of weeks, you know, or go back not even a couple of weeks, it was last week, the middle of last week. So I guess a week and a half ago, they really did. I mean, he wasn't able to play the 2 games in Dallas and Houston. And so he sat out both of those games, the Warriors with, you know, mixed results in those games. I think that the reality of this situation is that he isn't really injured. He's just sore. You know, there's nothing that he can do to further the injury. It's basically just a pain tolerance, you know, type of an issue. And the only way that it gets aggravated is if it gets hit, which can happen, you know, in the natural movements of basketball, but it's nothing that can lead to anything more severe. So as long as he gets treatment, you know, and as long as he, you know, doesn't tax himself too much in terms of, you know, real extended minutes, it's not something that's a problem. And I think if he is limping around, I think they'll probably pull him out of the game and sit him down on a given night. But for the most part, he's able to get himself ready to go on a nightly basis, and so he plays. And I think it's a collaborative. But if he shows signs of, you know, if it gets bumped at any point, I think in any game, he's going to be susceptible to being, you know, out of that game and then evaluated for the next one from there.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game's very own reporter, joins us live from Sacramento here on 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah. JD, I've been hearing some whispers that perhaps Luke Walton has been handling these injuries a little bit differently than Steve Kerr would be if he was the head coach. Have you seen any differences between what Steve Kerr was doing last year and what Luke Walton is doing this year in terms of holding guys out or kind of allowing them to decide when they go in or not?
No, I mean, I think it may be a little bit different, but I don't think it's anything significant. And look, let's, you know, make no mistake. I mean, Steve Kerr's still the head coach of the basketball team. I mean, I think maybe on a nightly basis, I mean, we've seen games where Steph Curry's been pulled out of the game. A week ago tonight, he got pulled out of the game, didn't come back. You know, the Warriors have rested players, I think, maybe a little bit more in individual games or had them suited up and then maybe tried not to play them. You saw that with Festus Ezeli and Sean Livingston within the last week. Maybe there hasn't been quite as many of the games where it just gets announced on the day of that certain players are going to rest. But I think they've been able to sporadically mix in enough rest here and there, at least to this point, to where that hasn't been an issue. But I think if Steve Kerr wanted somebody to rest or wanted it to be handled a little bit differently, it would be handled a little bit differently. I mean, this is not a situation where, you know, Luke Walton has free rein to go against, you know, the wishes of the organization or the head coach, who is Steve Kerr. And Steve actually in the building tonight, saw him walk in a little bit earlier, the bus a little bit late in getting to Sacramento as well, and getting the players to the game tonight. That second bus of the two, you know, showing up pretty close to 6 o'clock, about ten to six, actually, and guys getting in and getting themselves acclimated. But no, I don't think it's anything significant at all.
J.D., when you look at the Kings, I love DeMarcus Cousins' game. I do. But I go back to the game at Oracle where the Kings were ahead, and he just basically dissed his teammates by putting himself in the forefront, got ejected, and no suspension came down, surprisingly so. But I watch him, you know, nightly, and it just looks like, you know, the organization is afraid to do anything to him in regard to discipline. I asked Jason about that, but I'm curious to get your thoughts because I don't know, is that Carl Cousins struggle still going on? What is your viewpoint of Cousins in the Kings right now?
Well, I think they're giving him a lot of rope, and they're giving him and Rajon Rondo a lot of rope. And I think George Karl specifically is giving those guys a lot of rope, and because he has to. I mean, you know, and honestly, I think it's a situation where he's almost turned the keys over to Rondo as the number one leader, as crazy as that sounds. But for whatever reason, he and DeMarcus Cousins seem to be on the same page. So in essence, you know, giving Rondo that leadership role has helped keep Cousins in line for the most part. The interesting thing is the third player in that you know dynamic, which is Rudy Gay, who I think has sort of become a little bit of the whipping boy for the Kings because George has essentially let Rondo and Cousins do whatever the heck they want, and he's gotten on Rudy Gay a little bit more to the point where he's, you know, I think become frustrated with the situation there. But look, the Kings are 14-14 with Cousins. They're 1-7 without Cousins. So they're competitive when they have him. If the only way this incarnation of the Sacramento Kings can succeed is if DeMarcus Cousins is playing and playing heavy minutes and in a good mood. So if the organization or the coach or anybody's going to try and do anything that's going to change that temperament, they're screwed. They're right back at square one. They're in a position where they're, you know, bordering, you know, a total embarrassment. I mean, that really, it's funny. This team has gone back and forth, you know, this season, bordering from, you know, almost acceptably mediocre at times. You know, if you look at the 15-21 record, that's about a 35-36 win team. But they also have sort of towed the line between, you know, being a total embarrassment, losing at home to Philly, you know, it being one of their low points of the year, and the blow up between Cousins and Carl being one of the low points of the year early on. So they've had a few points where I think it could have gone the other way to where it would have broken, but every time it's gotten to the point where it could break, they've actually played better for a few games and won a few games to sort of stabilize it. And if they can get on a roll in that direction before it breaks, look, the Western Conference 8 seed right now, it's on pace for 35 wins, would get you in. Well, this Sacramento team can win 35 or 36 games. They're not a good team. They're not an above 500 team, in my opinion. But if they only need 36, well, yeah, they're in it.
Crazy how much it's changed between the East and the West in terms of the quality of teams.
Wow.
Before we get you out of here, JD, any updates on the injuries for McAdoo, Barbosa? Should Warriors fans be resting assured in terms of Harrison Barnes? You know, Guru touched on Steph Curry, but give us some sort of injury report because it seems to be piling up for these Dubs.
Yeah, Barbosa and McAdoo are out. No real update there. Looney obviously is out and on assignment with the D League team.
Yeah.
Other than that, everybody's available. Nobody's going to get rested tonight. One other quick one just from the Sacramento side, because he played so well against the Warriors the last time they played. Omer Caspi's been dealing with a back issue, so he's out. for the game tonight. So
wasn't he the guy that lit them up last time?
Yeah, him and Curry going back and forth at the end of the second quarter.
He's out for this game?
He is out for this game. He's actually missed the past couple of games dealing with a back issue. So, yeah, no Omri Caspi for the Warriors to deal with after he put a 36 spot on him, I believe, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy the trip. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be hearing from you throughout the week, obviously, on all the shows. And then be sure to check out the NBA this week with J.D. John Dickinson and also Matt Steinmetz. Follow him on Twitter at J.D. John Dickinson. J.D., thank you for the time.
Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Take it easy, guys.
There you go. John Dickinson.
I'm pretty sure I watched the Lakers-Kings. You thought the Lakers were playing a home game. It's like that for the Warriors. It'll be
a lot of Warriors fans up there.
That's right down the road, yep.
What about when they get the new arena?
We went to SAC. You and I went to SAC. Yeah. Went to an establishment. It was closed, yeah. I had the wrong information. I apologize.
You didn't show me the best time out there.
I drove, though.
I liked it. It looked good, though.
Yeah.
The new arena looked good.
Oh, no, that is going to be coming together. Yeah. It's going to be.
No doubt. All right, let's you and I get into this Steph Curry.
You and I.
Warriors fans, are you with Guru? Steph Curry should be sitting because of their record. Or are you with me? He's not sitting 2 months. We'll get into it next. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 the game.
You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
You can't see me.
You can't see me.
Man, this dude
you
was special.
You must be going blind.
You know the feature on that was? George Clinton.
Oh, good. Yeah, wow.
George
Mr. Motown.
I used to lift weights to that song. Shake, rattle, and roll.
Wow, I got
rattle
it.
And roll.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Can't say all the lyrics.
Pac was, man.
Full of liquor, quick to jab at the...
I don't know what event he'll show up to when he comes back, but it'll be epic.
He's dead. Let's move on. Yeah. I wish he was alive.
Can Machiavelli faked his own death.
Coming up at 7 o'clock. We have one game in the books, another half game in the books.
Bad day for the NFL.
What, score-wise?
Yeah, 30-0.
Two teams that have not scored?
Well, it's raining, but damn.
Yeah. Well, it didn't
NFL's
rain.
NFL's king. They don't care.
It didn't rain in the dome in Houston.
You're right.
God. What's the
Texas
excuse?
And they
want to
add two more wild card teams.
We will do a little playoff preview.
Since tell the truth.
You and I will be on tomorrow.
After.
From 5 to 8. Both games will be done, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do a little preview, shall we? A recap of what's happened and a preview of what's to come. Huh? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Before we get into the Curry, should he be playing?
Chef Curry with the shot, boy.
Thank you, Drake.
That's awesome.
Thank Steph Curry with the shot, boy.
Thank you, Drake. Now you're going to drop a drop to back him up.
Now, it's a beautiful drop.
Okay.
If Drake raps all about right. you are balling.
All right.
DeMarcus
Cousins.
Raps
about everybody.
Whoa.
Cousins is balling?
Yeah, okay. Best big man in the game.
How many? They're under 500.
Who? It's not his. He can't play four spots.
Anyways, before we get into the should Curry be playing talk, can we get to the text line?
Oh,
95795. Krajina Mack always looked like someone farted in a crowded room and he was trying to figure out who did it. I would know who did it if
it's
you were
in the Krajina,
room.
It's not Krajina, it's Craig.
It was a joke. Play on words.
Mm.
Like Reggie, Regina.
Yeah, he did. Scottie Pippen has that look. Like, who farted? That my nose, look.
From the 408, Cap has accuracy issues. He couldn't hit the side of a barn. I think he means the broad side of a barn.
No, it's the I use that a lot. Yeah, no, I'm surprised.
The proper quote is broad side of a barn.
It's never been said.
That's the only quote that's ever been said. Text line 95795. Is it side of the barn
if
or
you have a high
broad
IQ,
side of the barn?
You say side of a barn.
No, you don't. That means you have a lower IQ. Before the league figured him out, now I don't know if he can even have those again. David in Berkeley.
Mm.
Cap, talking about the big games for Cap.
I got it. I'm with you.
Now he's figured out.
Could have figured them out.
From the 650, hey, guys, wouldn't it be great if Alex Smith and the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl? in Santa Clara. I root for him. Then I could wear my old Niner Smith jersey.
Could you imagine?
How many Niner Smith jerseys would there be?
Wow. I didn't even put that
together. Oh, that's bad.
Wow. That's Michael Jackson bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be egg. Ooh, could you look at Zach. He's looking like that's had enough to. Man.
Can you imagine how bad
all
that would be?
All the stories.
Niner Alex Smith jerseys at the Super Bowl
for that number seven who turned out to be nothing. Well, look at me now.
Remember when they traded Montana to the Chiefs?
What?
Not the first time they traded a quarterback to Kansas City.
I can't wait.
From the 510, Blaine threw for 340 yards and the Rams win, Zach. So you're wrong on that one. Also, Gabbert played better than Cap the whole time he was there. And yet you have selective vision on the whole season. Rick and Ochaka. Ochaka? Ocha? 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 Whatever.
Whatever, cool.
Blaine Gabbert stinks, man. How about that?
I'm right behind you.
There
was some mean stuff. The people that don't like us.
Okay.
That's not hard
from,
to find.
From the 650. Oh, no. Guru has turned into a flip-flopper. I don't know even what he's referencing to now at this point. From the 650. I didn't watch the game, but Zach, you jackass. Alex Smith deserves credit. He's a freaking don't throw a pick machine. Hashtag blackjack. Asaraya.
Wow. I think I know where they're going with that.
You didn't even watch the game and you're criticizing me on
Alex
my analysis?
Alex put up 30 points.
I watched the game.
What if he ends up representing the AFC here in the Bay Area?
If I won the Powerball, I would pay off my parents' mortgage, set them up for the rest of their lives.
And then what would you do with the rest of the meal? That's
put the
nothing.
Rest in savings.
For what?
I don't know.
For the bank team? Anyway.
J.J. Watt, first team All-Pro, second team All-Pro at linebacker. That's not the same, different positions first team. That's one at first team, one at second team. Doesn't count.
All right. Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you. Yelling at the texter.
Thought it was me.
Zach and Guru, should I take Warriors -7.5 or is it too risky?
Not at all. From
a
former betting connoisseur, -7 is a sure bet. Go half. So if it's 7 for the game, it's probably 3.5 for the half.
Didn't you quit gambling?
But a gambler never quits. You always think about the people that have lost their savings.
Through them?
Yeah, no. Okay. Just the score tells me.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Guru, go ahead and explain to me why you think Steph Curry should be sitting.
Because he's the most important player and the best player in the league.
Fact.
But now that JD tells me, maybe I misunderstood his injury, that it's just... when you get hit, it hurts, but you can't. Anytime they put that moniker of, oh, you can't make it any worse, I kind of get skeptical. But my point is, you've only lost 2 games. You're by far the best team in the league. You got the teams in good hands. Go ahead and rest it. But damn it, if Steph is saying I want to play and being hard-headed, my point is if he were to aggravate it and really turn it into something, then San Antonio and the Clippers and all these other teams, it'd be Cleveland, it becomes wide open. I don't want that to happen, but he knows his body. He's been there when his ankles betrayed him.
Well, wait. So you're backing up on your stance.
Yeah, I am. I'm hitting reverse.
Okay.
It must be something that he can man up, you know, a pain tolerance as opposed to.
I will tell you the exact details.
Oh, go ahead, Dr. Zachariah.
It is not a fracture.
Judd Zachariah, we need to bring that back.
We should.
You're right there tomorrow.
Can we get the sign off from Josh? It's not a muscle tear or pull
ligament
strain or bone breaking type of situation. It's essentially his shin is bruised. So anytime that shin gets hit, it's going to hurt
like
even
Hibbert
worse.
Against the Lakers. I was like, this is it. I told you. My kids are looking like, what's going on? And then he comes back. He's back in the game.
Well, no.
I'm like, what happened? It's not the way it's supposed to play out. I didn't want him to be hurt.
It's
going to
hurt.
Got you, Zach.
But it's not a reason to sit him. The doctors have told him it'll take 2 months. 2 months, 8 weeks for it to fully heal. He's not sitting that out. And he can play while it heals. And especially now with the Lionel Messi
I got
shin
it.
Guards.
I like that.
The point is, you're not sitting him for 2 months.
No, he wouldn't. He's a baller.
But that was your stance.
Yeah, but we'll just watch it. Last night, did you see the no-look alley-oop to Bogut?
Oh, yeah.
What are you? I mean, I got it on the Vine if you want to see it again.
No, it's all right.
It would. You seen it?
Well, the audience can't see it, so who cares if I can?
It was. He's special, man. He is Michael J. Fox in Teen
but
Wolf.
Are you now.
Wolf.
Are you retracting?
Yeah, I'm backing up.
Having him sit.
You see, I rolled that L. Wolf.
Wolf?
Yeah, not Wolf.
Wolf is like woof, woof.
Yeah, you used to wolf say when it. I said, let's go watch Wolf of it. Wall Street.
Oh, Wolf of
I
Wall Street.
I got some
Street.
Tweets and woof.
Oh, yeah, from the from your man.
Yeah.
Who tweeted at you, by the way.
Yeah.
The point is, you're backing off that? Because otherwise, like, the whole segment's done.
No,
the whole segment was about how you
don't
wanted
think
to sit
they can
him.
Afford to have him to
no,
sit.
No, you wanted to sit him.
And I still do.
Okay, well, then
but
I
understand the fact that he's out there,
yes.
But I think he's doing Tupac. Yo, he go sit me. And that's what bothers me. Sit Steph.
So you still want him sat?
Yeah, I believe he's mashing his way into the lineup.
Did we not go over the injury?
You're a doctor.
He's not
we don't
risking,
have MRI.
I'm not a doctor.
I know, but I
he's not
you.
Risking further injury.
Well, that's the story until it happens.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. One playoff game in the books, another one at halftime, another two to go tomorrow. We'll get into all of that. And if you're a Warriors fan, do you want Steph Curry sat? Are you with crazy-ass guru, who I can't even tell
hurt.
Whether or not
no.
you want him to sit or not?
No, I'm...
You keep going back and forth.
Like a piece of paper.
Coming up
I'm
next...
Torn.
888-957-9570. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.